This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. 2 hours. 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And we're not going to take calls today. It's just Joey and me. And we're going to talk about what it was like when we grew up. I received a request from Amit Singh, one of our classmates, and he asked, what influenced me to be the way I am? What were my parents like? What were my experiences when I was growing up? And it just so happened that that coincided with Joey and me talking on the telephone. And Joey wanted to do the same thing, talk about what it was like, how we grew up, what was different back in the 1950s and the 1960s. So what shaped us? What influenced us? What made us the way we are, the way we just speak our minds, the way we shape our thought processes, things that we value, things that we don't like, things that we won't accept. And Joey and I are on the same page for a great deal of likes, dislikes, values, and many experiences. And I didn't meet Joey when I was growing up. I met him through the expo. And we became friends and have been great close friends for all these years. Welcome, Joey.
Hey, good morning, Vince. That's a great little introduction.
Well, isn't it true?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, there's only one word. The one word that molded both of us is family. That's the one word. And that's something that lacks in our society today. People just don't get it. I mean, I don't know what they get anymore. It's getting to be a Saturday of events every day.
Joey, there's something that's really foreign to me that I've been hearing more of each year over the last 15 years. And it relates to family distrust and family dishonesty. I'm talking about within the family. I'm talking about brothers versus sisters, sisters versus brothers, children versus parents. And what I mean is, they want something that's not theirs. Okay? They want to inherit from their parents. They want their grandparents to die right away so they can get what they believe is rightfully theirs. I've never heard of things like that when I was growing up. Everyone in my family wanted everyone to live a long, healthy, happy, productive life. No one wanted what another person got or earned. Are you seeing that same thing where there's distrust within the family? I'm talking about the blood family, the bloodlines.
Yeah, once the matriarch passes, it's all up for grabs. You know, and it doesn't matter if it's the grandparent. When the grandparents go, then it's the parents. When the parents go, then it's you. And if you have kids, those kids, they are even worse. And I've seen it time and time again. I mean, it's my family, it's my cousins, the whole mirage. You know, back in the mid-70s, we would have family gatherings. A particular one is The one uncle would always have a great 4th of July party. 75 people, barbecue, a half a pig or a whole bunch of chickens, just all kinds of neat things. Volleyball games all day long. Everybody got, and I mean, that was more exciting than Christmas. Christmas, you knew you were going to get some gifts, but this is where you got to go see your favorite cousins, your favorite aunts and uncles. You got to hear stories. It was like better than going to the fair. It was all of the above. And slowly, as that started to change in the early 80s, when people got older and their families start having families, and it just started to fall apart. And I mean, you could just watch that. And that's a programmed issue somebody created for our society. I mean, probably some of these great college professors, you know, and it's usually, you know, what do they say? If you want to promote communism, one of the first things you have to do is destroy the family. So it's easy to destroy the family. The people that I see today that still have strong family values, at least in my area, are Spanish Mexican, because they're the first generation coming here, and they still had those values back from where they came from, and they knew they could only win if they were a complete unit. All the brothers, sisters, parents, they all still live in the same house, probably like it was in the 50s here in the 60s, as the different, and my grandparents came here in the 30s, but they all lived in the same house. All those kids lived in the house. Even when they got married, they were living in an extra room in the house or an extra apartment in the garage just so that they could pull some money and pull forward. That doesn't exist today. Because that Uncle Sam, he'll send you money. If you're married, you can get a divorce, and he'll send one half of you the money. And nobody needs to work today, and nobody needs to pull together. I mean, that's how I see it. What do you think about that, Ben?
Well, I was listening very intently to what you were saying. Our family's different. Our children, our boys, live in the same house as my wife and I do. And I love it. I mean, we literally built this house for my parents, Mrs. Finelli, me, and our children. That's what we built it for. And my parents died one at a time. And then, you know, in the last 15 years. So it's just the boys. And our daughter loves living on the East Coast. She thinks that, you know, it's great. She has a fabulous job. She gets paid quite handsomely. And, you know, the farm life, although she grew up with the farm life, she likes the 24-hour convenience. But, you know, she went to the university at age 14. And some of that ilk rubbed off on her. I'm not saying, you know, anything negative. I'm just saying that, you know, things that are acceptable because they happen all around her are unacceptable to me. She has some friends who are homosexuals. I don't. But, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting. I love having the family live in the same house. I really do. We have one insurance bill. We have one tax bill. You know, we do consume some electricity off the grid, on the grid, if we want to. So that'd be one electric bill. And, you know, there's one driveway to maintain. And, you know, one set of tools instead of having, you know, five sets of tools. It really works very well. There's some economies of scale, and it's helped us get along with very little money. And, you know, there's no money in farming. There really isn't. So we paved our own way. We are dependent on us rather than on other people. There's no guy that we call. You know, if something gets broken, we just don't call a guy. We fix it ourselves. And, you know, you were talking about the celebrations. Well, Memorial Day was a day of remembrance in our family. But the family would get together. All my uncles were involved in fighting off either the Germans or the Japanese in World War II, all of them. And they were all scarred in some level. They saw combat. and they saw the kamikaze planes. And Memorial Day was a day that we all got together. You know, the grandparents, the parents, the aunts, the uncles, the grandchildren. We all got together. I got a chance to spend some time with all my cousins, you know, in the backyard of the grandparents' house. And that's when the barbecue was. It was hamburgers. And my grandfather would buy two cases of quart bottles of soda, and they were in glass bottles. And you had a bottle opener to remove the cap. And there was grape soda and pineapple soda and cherry soda and cream soda. It was a case of, you know, assorted flavors. And it was a great time. It was laughing. It was just, it was the family. And you hardly ever hear anything like that happening today. And I miss it. And when the grandparents died, it died very quickly thereafter. And that's what happened, exactly what you said. And was it the same in your family, or do you still do it?
No. I mean, you know what? Occasionally we'll get together, and when they're not planned, they're the best parties. You know, my little sister, she had that stroke, so as she got stronger and better, I would take her to Chicago to a Chinese guy I go to. So on the way back, I said, call that one cousin you like. So she texted her, and we ended up getting together, and it just turned out to be incredible. The next time, a couple more of us got together, and, you know, we got some food. We all went down to their, they've got a shop. They do some installation of garage doors. We got together. We spent about 4 hours together, and, I mean, those are memorable moments. And it was, everybody found time to get together for 3 or 4 hours. You know, if I wasn't there to go to the Chinese guy, my little sister wouldn't have been there. And we all get together. And it's like, the thing I could never understand, when I'd come in to Chicago, I'd usually get together with a couple of cousins. We'd go have lunch or breakfast. I says, why don't you guys do this? Well, we don't have time. I said, you don't have time. How can you not have time? You live 15 minutes apart. You don't have time once a week to go get a cup of coffee or go get breakfast or whatever it is. You don't have time. But when I come, well, see, when you come in, I said, yeah, but see, I don't come in that often, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, and we're all getting older. I mean, the one cousin's going to be 77, the other one's going to be 60-ish plus, and I'm going to be 60-ish. And, you know, pretty soon, if you don't have time today, and since this nonsense, this lockdown, well, I haven't been that way in 10 weeks. Not to say I haven't wanted to go. And if you don't make time every day for the simplest pleasure, and one thing I'll say, if there's one thing that I say I've learned from watching television that's based on them showing the people that were put in the camps in Germany, those people would get together and have dinner, put a nice clothes on, which doesn't mean nothing to me, a little music, maybe light a candle, and they would sit there and have conversation. But that, if you don't take that, that's my opinion, if you don't take the time to do that, then what's the purpose? Hurry it up to get up, what? Hurry it up to get up to go to work, to go back to sleep, to get up to go to work, to get to sleep. And repetitively, and before you know it, you look in the mirror and you're like, wow, I'm Rip Van Winkle. When did this all take place?
Yeah, and how about those people who say, you know, I was going to call you, or I tried to call you. My response is, well, did you pick up the phone? No. What they're really saying is they didn't have time. We'll be right back.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're doing something that we've never done before, telling you a little bit about how we grew up and what was important to us and what shaped us. And that central theme goes back to the family. Mother, father, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, grandparents, maybe even great-grandparents. And it was something. It's something that I absolutely miss. I miss Easter with the grandparents. I miss Christmas with the grandparents. The big holidays where my grandmother would spend all day cooking, all day. She would make ravioli by hand. She would make the dough. She would fill these great big raviolis. They would be one of them. Just one would be about half the size of a dinner plate. So if you had two of them, that'd be a lot. If you had three, it's like almost impossible to do. And it's all made by hand. And that's the way it was. And they were hand cut, hand filled. The sauce was from the tomatoes that were grown in the garden, in the backyard, with the basil that was grown in the garden, and the onions, and the peppers. All of it was from the garden, with the exception of the meat. And that was from the supermarket back in the 1950s. Joey, was it similar in your family?
Yeah, only different. We didn't make raviolis. My aunt would make pierogies, which are little Polish dough pies with meat, cheese, sour cream, or sauerkraut. I mean, the one aunt, she had a very small house, I don't know, 1,200 feet. There were 75 people in that house. And nobody complained in the summer when it was too hot or there wasn't enough room. It was a pleasure to be able to do that. I remember the end of her journey, she had some kind of a cancer. And so I would take a ride to Chicago every week, every other week to go visit her. And every time I would come, I'd bring a cake or a pie, two pies. And my one cousin says, "Why do you do that?" I says, "Why do I do what? Why do you bring a cake or a pie?" I says, "This is that one time I remember coming to your mother's home as a kid, is that she didn't have something here. And if you all were eating dinner, and me, my dad, and my sister were there, she all of a sudden took enough food away from you guys to make three more plates. And everybody always had enough. Or there was always a dessert. There was always a..." I says, "And she can't get out of bed. And you don't think that bothers her? That she can't be doing what she's done her whole life?" So, yeah, it was my turn to at least bring the dessert so everybody had something. Because, you know, how can you not think about the great times we had? And he looks at me, wow. And, I mean, that's a real original thinker that he has to say, wow. And then it made sense. But, I mean, if I didn't break it down for him, he couldn't comprehend that. So, no, it's exactly like you say, Vince, and you know what? That's why you and I do get along, because we have those family connections from days gone by. I mean, our country apparently will not survive what's coming unless they start pulling together instead of pulling apart. Because it's easy to fail. Just don't even try. And it takes effort. You know, sometimes it takes the effort. And I get it. Eventually, if you take the effort all the time, it's not worth so-called benefit. I mean, you got to give and take and everything.
Well, you know, you said something that was a very salient point. Nobody complained. I don't ever remember in all the years that I was fortunate enough to spend that time with my grandparents and my parents and aunts and uncles, you know, for those great big holidays. Nobody complained. And my grandmother, they had a small kitchen, gas stove in the kitchen. The stove was running all day, even in the warm weather. The windows were open. Nobody complained that it was stifling hot. Nobody. And even though it was crowded in terms of people per square feet, nobody said, "You know, this isn't big enough. You know, we can't all fit in here." But we did. We did fit in there, and it was a wonderful time. I don't think that's the way it is today. I think there's a lot of complaining going on. We'll be right back.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The federal government just releasing its latest report on first-time unemployment claims. It shows last week another 1.87 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits. Economist Joel Naroff says
the total number of workers on the unemployment rolls jumped. It is expected that with the reopening of the economy, more people would be coming off unemployment than going onto it. But that wasn't the case last week.
Last week's is the lowest total of first-time claims in more than 2 months since the pandemic began. again. Another four-star general is criticizing President Trump for his handling of a Washington, D.C. protest this week, as on Monday, protesters were cleared from a park across the street from the White House with rubber bullets and pepper spray. Retired Marine General John Allen saying Trump's actions may well signal the beginning of the end of the American experiment. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The World Health Organization says there is no evidence the coronavirus is mutating in ways that would make it more deadly or more easily spread, as some have claimed. Yesterday, WHO emergency program leader Dr. Mike Ryan said researchers haven't seen any particular signal that leads them to believe that the virus has changed in its nature. And forecasters are predicting that tropical storm Cristobal could turn north and start heading for Louisiana as early as tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is now over Mexico and will weaken into a tropical depression again, but will then regain strength over the central Gulf to become a tropical storm again by the weekend. A flood watch has been issued through next Tuesday, with heavy downpours expected as the storm is expected to stay off the central Louisiana coast through Sunday morning. Meghan Markle is voicing her support for Black Lives Matter. The Duchess of Sussex delivering a virtual address to the graduating class of her alma mater, Immaculate Heart High School in Los Angeles, speaking out against the death of George Floyd and other African Americans who have been killed by police in the United States. She also said she was nervous about how she could express her support for Black Lives Matter, realizing that, quote, the only wrong thing to say is to say nothing. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Last day. Got your.
Take mine.
When you got
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I'm missing one of your classmates. Wanted to know about what influenced our lives when we were growing up. And Joey in Michigan and I are telling you for 2 hours today. And one of my teachers, I've had some very, very brilliant teachers. I've been extremely fortunate. I am the most fortunate person on the planet. At least that's my opinion. To have wonderful teachers. And Joey's one of my teachers as well. And so is the faculty of USA Preparers. So I'm learning all the time. But one of my teachers in the 1970s, about 50 years ago, 50 years ago, was a man by the name of Frank Vincent Zappa. He died in 1993 at the age of 52. He was influential in my life, and he produced a song called Trouble Coming every day in 1966. That was 54 years ago when he produced it. It was about the Watts riot, or the Watts riots in 1965 in Los Angeles, California. The riots lasted 6 days. And until now, the 1960s saw the most serious and widespread series of race riots in the history of the United States. Major riots occurred in Birmingham, Alabama in 1963, and in New York City in 1964, and in the Watts section, W-A-T-T-S section of Los Angeles, California in 1965, and in Chicago, Illinois in 1966. In 1967, there were riots in Tampa, Florida, Cincinnati, Ohio, Atlanta, Georgia, Newark, New Jersey, Plainfield, New Jersey, New Brunswick, New Jersey, Detroit, Michigan. There were riots in all those cities. Actually, in 1968, when Martin Luther King was assassinated, there were more than 110 riots across the United States. And Frank Zappa wrote this song about the rioting, the looting, and you will even hear some of the words that I use on this broadcast, like slashing, crashing, bashing, and burning. And we're going to play this now. It's not digital, so it was analog to digital, so there, you know, it's not as easily understood as I'd like it to be. But we're going to do it anyway. It's about 5 minutes, and what you're going to hear is exactly what is happening right now in over 200 cities across the United States of America, all because of one cop and his three buddies and a weak mayor who tried to protect the cops, Jacob Frey. Okay, Jason, please play that.
Hey, you know something, people? shops who used to sell their brooms and mops and every other household item. Watch a mob just turn and bite them, and they say it served them right because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination. Yeah, and you can't understand me and all that other jazz they hand me in the papers and TV. All that mass stupidity that seems to grow more every day. Each time you hear something it would say, you want to go and do your in, cause the color of your skin just don't appeal to him, no matter if it's black or white, because he's out for blood tonight. Sit around at home and watch this thing begin. I'll bet there won't be many left to see it really end. Cause the fire in the street ain't like the fire in the heart. And in the eyes of all these people, don't you know that this could start on any street in any town, in any state, if any clown decides that now's the time to fight for some ideal he thinks is right. And if a million more agree, there ain't no great society as it applies to you and me. Our country isn't free, and the law refused to see if all that you can ever be is just a lousy janitor. Unless your uncle owns the store, you know the five and every four just born a mouth and nothing more. So watch the rats go across the floor and make up songs about being poor. Blow your harmonica, son.
There you have it. So, Frank Vincent Zappa was one of my outstanding teachers. And what you heard was a song called Trouble Coming Every Day. And it was available in 1966. And there's nothing new. So, if you're wondering why I'm the way I am, it's because of my experiences. It's because of people I've met. Teachers I've had, and I just want to make sure that it's difficult to hear what he said, but one of the lines was, no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. And we said it right here on USA Prepares. I said it. I said that if the president stops, this was before. This was before the $1,200 checks were out. I said, if they stop sending these checks, these delay the rioting checks, if they stop, the rioting will begin. And I said, but this was before the rioting. I said, these checks are to delay the rioting. Frank Zappa said 54 years ago, no way to delay that trouble coming every day. Joe, any comments about that?
You know, I tell everybody to go find that song and then look at the lyrics. Because when you read the lyrics, there's nothing different in 50 years. Just like when they were storming the Bastille and killing the French aristocracy. It doesn't matter the time. People are people, and people will have a time. And everybody's had enough. I mean, now I'm reading this morning Antifa is sending busloads of people to a town called Sparta, Illinois, a farm town, because they want to destroy white people that are on farms. You know, how did this thing, obviously, think about how you could have, just like the virus, it hit the world, and within 2 weeks, the entire world had corona. Wow, what an amazing thought. Now all of a sudden, within, you know, there's now one person that I know, unless they're deranged, that would have found what happened to George Floyd. I mean, that was a crime. It was a tragedy. That cop should have been shot right there. And those other three onlookers, they took a duty. They pledged an oath to protect the public. What public were they protecting? they're as guilty as the guy that was on the guy's neck. We all agree with that. But you have to ask the question, what was this whole show about? How does this thing travel and do as much damage? I mean, one thing I've noticed, all these third world countries, I'm not saying who orchestrated takeovers in third world countries, but apparently there's been a lot of practice over the last 50 or 75 years. And one thing you'll always hear the military say before they go and destroy or invade a country, they want to win the hearts of the people they're going to destroy. Win the hearts of the people. You know, I didn't want this to be political, but listening to that song, thinking about Antifa and everybody burning buildings, breaking windows, I don't pay attention to a lot of that. But my little sister, she's got more time now with the stroke, and she was telling me, you know, they had very peaceful, whatever you want to call them, parades about in Kalamazoo. Everybody got their point across. They all agree what took place was bad. And then in the middle of the night, after everybody went to sleep, 4 a.m, a group of something came and broke windows and did all kinds of damage. Now, that's not normal behavior. Now, who is enticing this? Everybody needs to go research what took place during the Russian Revolution in the early 1900s. And I didn't know there were two revolutions. That was the first one, like in 1905, that didn't work. So they came back in 1718, 1719. And, you know, people got a little more fifty with that. But people better start realizing there's something coming that we don't even see. If you can feel it, you just can't see it. And you don't smell it yet. You definitely get the bumps, the chills.
Yeah, and it's like frequencies. You can listen to one channel at a time, but that's not all there is. There's thousands of channels all going on.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So Joey and I are talking about growing up, and Frank Zappa was one of my instructors. And what I'm trying to share with you is your instructor's thoughts, actions, beliefs may rub off on you. So might the people with whom you spend time. So Frank Zappa was the oldest of four children. He was raised in an Italian-American household. Italian was often spoken by his grandparents. And the family moved often because his father was a chemist and a mathematician. He worked in the defense industry. After a time in Florida in the 1940s, the family moved to Maryland, where Frank Zappa's father worked at Edgewood Arsenal. It's a chemical warfare facility of the Aberdeen Proving Ground run by the U.S. Army. And because the home where they lived was close to the arsenal that stored mustard gas, chemical weapon, gas masks were kept in the home in case of an accident. And that living arrangement had a profound effect on Frank Vincent Zappa and regarding germs, germ warfare, ailments, and the defense industry work throughout his family's life. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is that came through in his music. He was angry. And he should have been angry. As we are angry about what's happening. So, as a result, I've postulated the following. This is from me. These are my opinions. That any person... And what we're saying is how growing up affected who we are and what we believe. So here's my thought. Any person involved in the development, storage, and use of chemical and biological weapons should be executed for the crimes that they've committed against every living thing on the planet. Now, strong statement? I don't think it's strong enough. Why do I say these things? Because of how I grew up. I grew up to treasure and respect all forms of life. All forms of life. And so did Frank Zappa. And I believe Joey too. There are people who, when they see a turtle crossing the street or the road, try to hit it and squash it. That's sick. That's foreign to everything that I know and believe. Nobody. My grandparents didn't run over turtles and smash them. That never happened. And neither did my parents. But some people do that kind of thing. I don't want to kill snakes. Life is precious. And what we're seeing is that we are surrounded by things that we find distasteful and disgusting. And that is war. That is abuse of power. Those are the things that we weren't going to talk about. But the way we were raised makes us hate and despise those kinds of things. Someone burning down someone else's house. Really? Really? The government pushing us around and telling us what we will and won't do and how high we're going to jump. We're sick of it. Why? Because of the way we were raised. We weren't raised that way. Joey, any comments?
You know, I just sit here and I think, if you didn't like somebody, you stayed away from them. But, like here, we've got a governor. If you don't like her, you can't stay away from her because you're not going to leave your house. And I'm thinking, the poor simpleton individual, she's just done such a remarkable job promoting who and what she is. And I noticed there's two kinds of people. Yesterday, I wore the first diaper on my face for about 4 minutes. I went to the store. Only because the store just opened and I wanted it. It was a junk store. But what I've learned is that any store that is run by liberal people, they wear the diaper. That mask is the greatest, most important thing. And I mean, and I wouldn't have worn one, but they had one. So I said, yeah, I'll take that. I went to the store the other day, and they all looked at me like I was glowing red and I had orange sticking out of my head. And I had a pitchfork because I didn't have a mask on. And I looked at them, and I just shook my head, and I started to laugh. But, I mean, at some point, Vince, all things aside, we are who we are because, what's that phrase, lead, follow, or get out of the way? Well, I tend to believe we tend to lead a little more than we like to follow. And those are our choices that we created growing up because our parents taught us. They taught us the difference between right and wrong. And when somebody's doing wrong, you can't never convince me it's right. I mean, it's just not going to happen, and that's what's happening to us right now as a society.
Yeah, because of how we were raised. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit about my elementary education and into my high school education and maybe into the university level. We'll talk about what we learned in school. Joey's with us. We're talking about growing up in the 1950s and 1960s. We'll be right back.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.